Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bills and Texans tomorrow night in Houston, week 12. The Bills opened the season. I'm not sure this was true at every sports book, but at least at BetOnline and probably others, they were over under 11.5 wins. What do you think they're at now? At 7-3.
Maybe the same number?
Exactly the same number.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine it going down, but also going to 12.5 right now would be bold.
Right.
That's
so,
like saying they'll lose one more game only, and that'd be a tough bet to make.
And this is two. So if they win 12 right. and five, five right. and two from here, that would clear the 11.5.
Right.
But you wouldn't take 12-5, would you?
I'm not willing to sign for it right now, no.
I wouldn't either, because I think what is before the Bills is either New England slips and they're back to being the team that they've been for the last 5 years and were expected to be, and that's good enough for first place, or they're a wild card. And if they win 10 games, I think they're probably a wild card. Not necessarily, but that's 3-4. The rest of the season. I think they're probably still in. So what do I need 12 for? To win the division at 12, which probably also is not the one seed anyway.
Right.
The Patriots have to go 3-3. They're 9-2. So they'd have to go 3-3. They'd still be at 12. Then you'd have to beat them on ties, which is no given.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really need 12. I want to go for all of it, or I'll just take what I get. I might sign for 13.
Oh, I would absolutely. Right now, I would sign for 13 and take my chances. Yes, I think you'd be nuts not to. That's one more loss the rest of the way. Yeah. I know I'm not guaranteeing myself anything, but I don't expect this team to just run the table.
What if the loss is the Patriot game? Then what good is it?
Right. Then it's probably pointless.
The Patriots might get Joe Burrow full participant today in practice for the Bengals. Let's go to Eric next. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. I know you guys normally do your, would you take this if you could sign up for it right now? Would you take either KC or Baltimore both missing the playoffs? over the one seed, or would you rather have the one seed if you could guarantee yourself getting one of them?
What am I doing? They're both out.
They're both out, but I'm not the one.
Yes. Or you could get the one and they're in.
Right. Yeah, I would rather have that.
In this scenario, though, I could still be the two, right? I'm not beating New England, maybe, is what you're saying. No, then I wouldn't be the two. I need to win the division to be the two. Because that matters, too. Like, that's two games at home. It's an extra game. But without them in the pool, I don't know. If I'm a wild card, then that's maybe not as juicy. But I think I would still, you know, I'm trying to expand the question here and put a bunch of qualifiers on it. I don't think I would take it anyway. It's not like some flawless super team that we've been talking about for years is up top. It's Denver and Indianapolis and New England. And they're all new. They're all quarterbacked by second-year guys here, right?
Patriots and Broncos, at least.
Indianapolis is quarterbacked by a resurrection, basically, of a joke is what we thought. So I don't think I want to give up on the one. I still don't. There's still enough games left that I think anything could happen here. So it is tempting to consider going through a playoff run, even having to play an extra game without having to deal with Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Reed and John Harbaugh and all of it. But I still think the value of getting that week off would be too tempting for me to pass on right now.
Me too. Do I have to play week 18 like it matters? Or can I have week 18 off? Also, like the Chiefs last year. Week 18, this could happen either if the Bills are in first place or not. A scenario where they don't need to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, last game at the stadium, especially if they're wild card. Allen plays his one play. Mitch and Tyrod. Is that our game in the red helmets? Is that how this ends?
So sad.
I like that Tyrod Taylor is back at 36, getting another shot at it with the Jets. It's just, you know, always admired him. And he could end up being, he probably will be, the quarterback on the other side for that last game, at least regular season game at the stadium.
Is that what this is? This is another chance for him? It is.
Well,
he's playing NFL games. He's young enough that some team might. If he impresses, I mean, I'm over here telling you teams are going to trade for Mac Jones. So
I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like he's auditioning.
Oh,
it's just he gets to play.
Right. Okay. All right.
I mean, he started games for how many teams now?
Right. Another chance to play is something. Yeah. Not another chance to impress.
I think when you're that guy, you just want to play. That's why I'm here. You know, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Baltimore, did he start a game for Baltimore? Maybe he didn't, but he was there. Then he's here, and he started, like, every game for a while. Cleveland, traded to Cleveland, right? Started there with Mayfield on the bench. Chargers, with Herbert on the bench. They punctured his lung or something.
Right, he was supposed to start the season and then didn't.
He started one game.
Oh, he did. Oh, sorry.
They won in Cincinnati. Week one.
Week two, they hurt him.
Yeah. Yes. Week two, they took him out. the trainers took him out.
That's what they did. They hurt him.
Was there another team before the Giants from there? But he started here for the Giants.
Yeah.
Sunday night. And then the Jets. I think I might even be Houston. I might even be missing somebody. Did he go to Houston?
That sounds right.
I think he did. I'll look it up. Jeff is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Thanks, guys. I appreciate what you do. Thanks for having me. My question is, looking at the Texans' defense, would you favor a more aggressive approach on offense that we've had in the last game, knowing that we might give up a few turnovers, as opposed to a more conservative approach? I don't know about you. I'd love to see him bust out and get aggressive and keep on with what they started.
Me too. They do have a challenge here with Houston's pass rush, though. Like that, Allen's been getting hit. Even last week, he's taking hits. And if it's a completely clean situation here, then I would always choose that. I think I would still always choose that. But there is bad play potential.
Yeah. I do, as much as as much as we enjoyed what happened against Tampa last Sunday, I think this defense might call for a little less of that. So you can still like push the ball down the field. It just doesn't have to be maybe as often as they did against Tampa. But I feel like there's probably a lot to be said in this game for slowing them down with your run game. And, you know, I know that might just keep the game closer than you are comfortable with, but it also might really protect against not only negative plays, but you make a good point about him getting hit. You might want to protect him. As much as I like our tackles, I mean, I even the first time I made this point that like what they do best, I think I'm excellent at. I think I want to trust Brown and Dawkins, but I don't expect them to be clean. You know, those dudes are going to win reps. And if Allen doesn't sense it coming and can't get out of there, then there's big hit potential there.
By the way, Tyrod Taylor did not start a game for Baltimore in four seasons there, but he did play for Houston for 1 year between the Chargers and the Giants.
Okay.
Good trivia would be to rank teams by how many games he started for them. The Bills are by far number one, but 6 for Houston, 5 for the Giants, 3 for the Browns. This will be 2, at least, for the Jets, and 1 for the Chargers. I don't know. It's kind of fun. 59 career starts. 28-29-1 is Taylor's winning percentage, his career record as a starting quarterback.
All right, well, get to 500, buddy. Who do they have this week?
The Ravens.
Go get them.
Yeah, you'd love to see it. 14-point underdogs. Revenge game.
Right.
He's got a lot of those.
Yes, he does.
Here's Keith next. Hi, Keith.
Hi, guys. Happy, speaking of Tyrod, happy Peterman anniversary. Didn't let that get by.
That was today?
The 5 interception anniversary is today.
That was today? Okay, wow.
Wow.
I remember it, believe it or not.
Me too. So I'm calling for some professional advice. As it happens, I'm in Houston on business, and I did not renew my season tickets this year. I have not been to a home game. They're very expensive. Could get a ticket here in Houston for about $100 for a nosebleed, and wondering, do I go it alone? I brought all my gear. Do I walk into the stadium solo, or do I have a celebratory good time at the Houston Bills backers bar?
I don't know what this says about me. But the number one reason why I would want to go to the game is so that I could say that I went to the game. And even if it's not memorable, I went to a game in Houston. That's kind of like what I'm into. It's just, I'm not so much in the moment as I'm somebody that likes to think about what I did. Like it's not even that much. So that would be a factor for me.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Otherwise, football for me is way more enjoyable on TV. So, I don't know.
That's
I'm not helping.
I 100% agree with that. I'll see. I'm gonna do my best to give you amateurish advice. Yeah, no. You could have a great time at the game though. Like road gaming it is a unique thing. Have you done it before?
No, I've actually, you know, I'm 43. I've been to probably 50 home games. I've never seen the Bills on the road.
Okay.
I think there's something to be said for either way. Like, I don't feel like going to Houston with Bills gear on. It's not Philadelphia. Like, I don't think you need to have a helmet on in case people throw batteries at you. I mean, I could be mistaken. anything can happen anywhere, I suppose.
Depends what kind of fan you are.
Right, right. But you might make really cool friends, even just for the night, with people on both sides of the aisle there. And I think that could be a really cool experience. The Bills Backers Bar is just going to be a bunch of people that are maybe exactly like you. I don't know. I would say go to the game.
There it is.
Okay. That's where I'm leaning, and you pushed me over. So thank you.
All right. Good.
Have fun, Keith.
I hope it goes well.
I went to the World Series. As much as I loved it, I love that I went to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the game was like, I can say that I did that. Even if it's just me talking to myself, I went to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Seattle 2 summers ago, and I've been to like 2/3, if not 3/4 of the major league stadiums. I'd never been to Seattle. And we had a Friday completely to ourselves. But I was exhausted from the trip already, and we had to get to the airport by 3 a.m. on Saturday. You've done this.
Yes.
We had this conversation recently. We had to be at the airport by 3, which was pointless anyway because nobody's even working there at 3. Like, just that's the 2-hour rule that I think is in my head. So I talked myself out of, none of my family wanted to go, which would have been me on my own, Seattle for the Blue Jays on a Friday night, but I was just sort of like paralyzed. Like, I'm just going to be so tired. You know, a good person would go and embrace it and love it and then say they were there. And they're going to be tired anyway because you have to be at the airport by 3, whether you went to the ball game or not.
Yeah. Like, what I think you learned from this experience, what I learned from this experience, trying to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night and know you got to get up at 2. It's functionally, you're better off just riding it.
I know. I watched the baseball game from the hotel.
Right.
Why did I do that? I couldn't sleep. So I'm not exactly going to be bushy-tailed in the morning.
Either way.
Either way.
Right. Yeah.
That was a miss. That was a miss. All right. Good luck, Keith. Sal coming up from Houston at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.